Here, we're going to start here at the bottom of Pei Bet Amud Bet. Gemara is now going to address the last item that was brought up in the Mishnah, which was that someone who's Mishamesh B'Migdash B'Tum'ah, or someone's Mishamesh Azar, who's Mishamesh in the Migdash, which we had a Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Mar B'Chenek Chamim B'Dei Shemayim. Both these individuals, the Gemara is now going to discuss. We've discussed all the other items that were in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to deal with that issue. So at the bottom of Pei Bet Amud says eight of it. Hayotzeik v'habolel v'apotet hamaleach hamenif v'hamegish. So now all of these are items that you do to a mincha. They're part of the process of bringing a hakrovat a mincha. Yotzeik is pouring of the oil. Bolel is to mix the oil into the with the flour and the water. V'apotet is those menachot that require afiyah, that are baked. They also require what we call folding into pieces, to make them into pieces. Hamaleach is salting, and then there's hamenif, is hanafa, is the wave offering of the mincha, and megish is to bring the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach and touch it to the keren dromit maravit, the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. You have to bring it up to that point. The Pazos points out that the melicha is out of order, that you do the menifa and then the hagasha and then the melicha, the salting of the mincha comes afterwards. Then v'hamasaderet ha-shulchan, someone who sets up the shulchan, who puts the lechem apanim on the shulchan, etivet neirot, someone who fixes up the candles on the menorah so that in order that they can be lit, v'hakometz, someone who is actually makmitz, takes off the kometz from the mincha, v'hamekabel damim, and a person who also accepts in a receptacle the damim, the blood from an animal that was shechted, if he does this, b'chutz, all of these items, if they're done outside the mikdash, patur, you're not chayav. Because for shchutei chutz, or what we call kodshim b'chutz, you're only chayav for three avodot. Those are shuchet, if you're shuchet b'chutz, if you're maleh, if you actually bring the korban b'chutz, and if you're zarek damim b'chutz. So all of these items are not included in the restriction of kodshim b'chutz, and even though you're not supposed to do them, but nevertheless, they're not chayav mitah like these other three items, because the Gemara dashens by all kodshei chutz, it says, has to mean avodah, that is the gemar avodah, something that's a final part of any process. All of these items that we mentioned here so far in the Braita are items that have after them another avodah. For instance, in the mincha, each of the series is a sequence, so each one of them has something after them. And the last one of the komets, the last thing that you have is haktarata komets. It's not put on the mizbeach, so that's missing. Kabbalata damim is missing zrikata damim, right? And the misaderet ha-shulchan, putting the lechem apanim on the shulchan is not the final process. Bringing the bazichim, there are bazichim full of frankincense that are on the actual mizbeach, and you put those, you have to be makrib those on the mizbeach before the lechem apanim are eaten. That's the final process of the shulchan. Metivet neirot, again, setting up the neirot, the final process is actually lighting the neirot in the morning. So these are all items that have another avodah after them. Therefore, when it comes to bachutz, if you do any of them bachutz, you are patur. Right? If a zar does these avodot, there's no din, right? Vazar akarev yumat. The din of Zerah Karev Umat does not apply to enemies of Avodot, because the Gemara again is Doresh, that has to be Avodah Tama, Lo Vadah Shiyesh Achreha Avodah. And all of these have an Avodah Achareha, so therefore it does not apply to Zerut. Velo Mishum Tum'ah, Tum'ah also does not apply to any of these items, meaning that if someone is Mishamesh B'Tum'ah and does any of these items, they're not Chayav. We'll see what, they should be Chayav, but they're not Chayav. Because as Rashi points out, that Zarut and Shimush B'tumah come out of the same pasuk. The Azhara for them comes from the same pasuk, which is V'nazru b'mekodshei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalulu. So that's the Tumah, and that's Mekodshei b'nei Yisrael. So that implies that b'nei Yisrael are not the ones that are bringing it. So therefore you have from the same Zarut and Tumah are learnt from the same pasuk. Therefore, just like you would not be chayav on zarut unless it's an avodah tamah, final avodah, so too by tum'ah you're not chayav unless it's a final avodah. Below mishum mechusar begadim, if a kohen is not fully dressed in the big day kuhuna, you would not be chayav on these, because mechusar begadim is equivalent to a zar, because a kohen who does not have the proper begadim on is not considered quote unquote a kohen, so therefore he is like a zar. Below mishum mechutz yadayim viraglayim, And also, if you did not do rechitza yadayim raglaim, you're not chayav for doing these avodot, because they're not considered final avodot. And over here again, we have a gzera shava of chukah chukah from mechuser begadim, that just like missing begadim, the kohen is not appropriate or ready to do avodah, so too, if he doesn't wash his yadayim raglaim, he's also not ready for avodah. So this list in the Braisa gives a list of avodot that don't have the normal, what we would normally consider to be the restrictions against doing avodot. One is doing the bechutz, one is a zar who does them, the other one is doing them betum'ah, a kohen doesn't have proper begadim, a kohen doesn't do bechutz yadayim raglaim. These are all excluded from those isurim. But, ha, we can infer from this that kater or maktir is chayav. Someone who is actually maktir the komet would be chayav. So right, that's the last item, but what is maktir? Here the Gemara is asking about tum'ah, because here's shimesh betum'ah. So betum'ah, if he was maktir, he would be chayav. My love, what does it mean? When we say in this braita that you're patur, what do we assume? You're patur from the death penalty, from mitah. So the Gemara says, oh, if that's the case, that means that if you were maktir betum'ah, you would be chayav. And what would be chayav mitah? So that would answer a question. Our Mishnah says, with regards to shimesh bitum'ah, or the question that we had before with regards to shimesh bitum'ah, there we said that kohanim take him out, and the pirchei kohanim are mafziin et mocho. They kill him begzirim. And then the Gemara here asked, yesterday's daf, whether kohen shimesh bitum'ah chayav mitabi shemayim or in chayav mitabi debi shemayim. So here's your answer. From this braita, it sounds like he is chaya mita'a bidei shamayim. So Gemara says, no, bazhara. No, he's tore from the lav, and a person who's maktir is only chayav alav. So Gemara says, okay, if that's by tuma, you want to say that, what are you going to do by zar? So zar nami, you're patur from zarut with all these items. But if you do the final avodot, you'd be chayav. Over there, what are you going to say? That you're also just chayav alav? Fatev, the pasuk explicitly says, vazar hakarev yumat. That a zar goes in, gets the death penalty. So how could you suggest that the patur over here is patur milav, and the inferring that anything else would be chayav alav, when we know that zarut is clearly something that is patur mi mita and chayav mi mita? It says, that's not a problem. Why do you have to, there's different isurim that we spoke about here. We talked about tuma, we spoke about zarut, we talked about begadim, we talked about rechutz yadayim raglaim. Each one of them will have its right own category. So zarut, you're right, they're not chanami. If you do these, you're patur from mita. If you do an avudat tama, like maktir, then you'd be chayav mita. Whereas by tuma, we're talking about a lav. So you'll have a lav that you would violate if you did maktir. If you do any of these items, you would be patur from that lav. So Gemara says, michlau. From this, you could imply the yotzeik uvalel lav nami lo. So your implication from this is that a yotzeik uvalel, over here, betum'a, someone, a kohen tamei, who is yotzeik uvalel, would be patur. Meaning, for patur from a lav, patur. So now, is that really true?
It's maybe patur from mita.
Well, no, we're talking about tum'a. Tum'a, we know, is, we just said that tum'a, shimesh betum'a, is only a lav. That's what the Gemara is suggesting at this point. So when you say patur for yotzeik and bolel, it means patur mi lav. So that's what the Gemara says. Namichal di yotzeik lav nami lo, that you don't even have a lav by it. Vatanya, we have a breita. Azaral yotzeik and bolel minayin. How do I know that yotzeik and bolel have a lav with regards to tumah? Tarmalomar, kedoshim iyu v'lo yichalulu. Right, so this, from that they should be kadosh v'lo yichalulu. And they will not be mechalel. So over there it says that you have to be my tahor and not be michalel. So if you're not being michalel, sounds like there is a lav that is assumed, or there's a lav that's associated with yotzeik ubelel. Because truthfully, even though over there it should be talking about, we said before that it always talks about avodah tamah, so Rashi points out, im enu inyan li avodah tamah, da'aktiv v'yinazru v'lo yichalulu, we already have a restriction on that, tzneu li inyan avodah, sheish achre avodah, we'll give it to all the other avodot. So enu chanami, the lo yichalulu, by v'yinazru, does not apply to these avodot. We have another v'lo yichalulu that will apply to these avodot. So there is at least a lav, it says, mit rabbonon, v'kras machta ba'alma. No, that's a din derabbanan that there's an Isra here. The pasuk that we're bringing is just an esmachka. So there's no Isra midoraita with the cries of Yotzeik uvalel. Enochanami, Yotzeik uvalel midoraita is patur legamre. There is no restriction whatsoever. So now, when it says, meitave, ve'eluhein shibimita. We have a braita that says, these are the people who get the death penalty, or b'mita b'tei shemayim. Tamei, shishimesh. Atamei that does avodah tiyufta. It's pretty straightforward that this is the answer, that atamei shishimesh right? Gets a chiyuv mita b'day shamayim based on the brayse. It's explicit, and that would answer our question here about whether a kohen shishimesh b'tuma is chayav mita or not. And the answer would be yes. And that's a tiyufta. That's a strong question against the one who suggests otherwise. The one who wants to suggest that you don't require a chiyuv mita, or there is no chiyuv mita by kohen shishimesh b'tuma. Right now, Gemara says, Gufa. Gemara is going to go through that Braita that we just quoted. This is a list of items. This is a Braita that lists for us all the items that you chayav mita b'day shamayim for. One is Ochel Tevel. Someone who eats Tevel. Somebody who eats grains, fruits, or maybe vegetables. That's only probably the Rabbanon that have not had their Trumot, Masrot, removed from them. Right? Kohen Tamei Shachal Truma. Kohen Tamei was a Kohen who's permitted to eat Truma, but here he's Tamei, but Truma Taguf, and he eats Truma Tehora, only Truma Tehora. Zar Shachalat Truma, an outsider, Yisrael Levi, who eats Truma. Vezar Shishimesh, a Zar who does Avodah, that we saw before, a Zar Karev Yumat. B'Tamei Shishimesh, and that's what we just quoted from this Braisa, that a Kohen Tamei that is Meshamesh is Chayav Mita B'Dei Shamayim. Utvo Yom Shishimesh, a Kohen, not only if he's Tamei, but even if he's a Tvol Yom. He's already gone to the mikveh, but he still hasn't had the sun set on him on the last day. Umechusar Bigadim, someone who does a vod without his proper Bigadim already. Mechusar Kapara, any type of Tahara that requires a Korban at the end, that's called a Mechusare Kapara. For instance, a Mitzorah on the eighth day brings a Korban. A Zav Bar Shlosh Riot brings a Korban on the eighth day. They are classified as Mechusarei Kapara. That means until they bring their Korban, they're not permitted to do Avodon Mikdash. If they do Avodon Mikdash or enter Mikdash, they will be in violation of Mechusarei, or violating this Mechusarei Kapara doing Avodah, and they'll be Chayav Mita. Shlo Rachatz Yadayim V'Raglayim, someone did not wash their hands and their feet. Ushtui Yayin, someone is drunk. Ufrei Rosh, someone goes in with their hair that has grown more than 30 days. So all of these items require are subject to a penalty of mitah b'day shamayim. The Gemara is going to go through each one of them and find out where we know that from. Aval, arel, someone who is an arel, a kohen who is an arel because, for instance, the first two brothers had passed away already from brit milah, so then we don't give the third brother brit milah for fear of him passing away as well. So therefore he's an arel kohen if he does avodah. Or an onain. Onain is someone who has a mate that he is chayav litabel alav, that had passed away and has not yet been buried on the same day. During that day, before the burial, they're classified as an onain. V'yoshev, you have to do all avodah, it has to be l'sharet, lamod v'l'sharet, has to be done standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do it sitting down, all of these are psulim, mean that they are not good for avodah. A kohen who is an arel, an onain, or yoshev, is the avodah is psulah, or might even be mechulalet. But einan b'mitah, they don't have a din of mitah b'day shemayim. Ela b'azhara, they only simply have a lav. Balmum, a kohen who is a balmum, Rabbi Omer b'mitah, Rabbi says if he does avodah, he's mitah b'day shemayim. Chumim omrim b'azhara, there's only a lav regarding that. Hezid b'mila, someone who intentionally got hanah from kodesh, which he was not supposed to do. Rabbi Omer b'mitah, Rabbi says you get a mitah b'day shemayim. Chumim b'azhara, it's only a lav. Right now, the Gemara is going to go through the Braita one by one and look for the source. Ha'uchelat ha'tevel minolan. How do we know someone who eats tevel gets a punishment of mita b'day shemayim? Damar shmo mishum rabbi lazar minayin ha'uchelat ha'tevel shu b'mita. Where do we know this from? Dichtiv. V'lo yichalulu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael et asher yarimu l'Hashem. So you will not be mechalel the kodshei b'nei Yisrael. Gemara Darshan said over there, we're talking about shum'ah. So you should not be mechalel kodshei b'nei Yisrael et asher yarimu l'Hashem. But tidim litro makatu midaber. Pasuk is talking about even items that in the future will have shuma taken off of them, because it says asher yarim, yarim in the future tense, things that or items that will have shumot removed from them. What's something that will have shuma removed from it? That is tevel. So tevel is subject to the ruling in this pasuk. We still don't know what the punishment is. But yalif chilul chilul mitru shuma. Then you have a gzera shov of chilu chilu from truma. Malahalan bimita, avkan bimita. Just like by the case of truma, you will have a din of mita. So too, over here, by the din of the din of tevel, you will also be subject to a chiyuv mita. So now the Gemara says, okay, so why do you have to make gzera shova of chilu chilu truma? right? Nail of chilu chilu mean notar. We have chilu that also shows up by notar. Malahala and notar. Someone eats notar is subject to a chiyuv karet. So there, malahala and karet, afkan be karet. So why are you comparing tevel to truma and not comparing tevel to notar? What brought you in that direction? So where it says mistavra, it makes more sense to compare to truma. Mi truma havelei lemelav shekein, because there is a common denominator between truma and tevel, and these are the five, six, or seven common denominators between them. One is truma, that they both have a truma. Either one is truma itself, or the other one, tevel, has truma embedded in it, which is going to be removed from the tevel. That's one. Number two is chutzularet. It does not apply in chutzularet. These are tevarim ha tulim, right? Tevarim ha tulim baaretz. Therefore, it's subject to kedushat Eretz Yisrael and only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So truma and tevel are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. What about notar? Has notar relevant in chutz laaretz? So Rashi says, because notar was noheg ba-midbar, when they had carbonot in the midbar, there was a din of notar, that's chutz laaretz. And number two is, that b'shat heter abamot, the time that there's a heter abamot, you can also have a notar, it sounds like even in chutz laaretz. So Rashi says, you can have a possibility of notar in chutz laaretz, which is never possible by truma. The other thing that's common denominator to them is hutra, right? That they have the ability to be mutar. Tevel can be mutar if you're mafrish, the trumot and masro from it. Truma is mutar to a kohen, right? A kohen tahor, he can eat the truma. So those are subject to notar, is never mutar. Nobody can ever eat notar. And then the next common denominator between is birabim. The word by us, the word is lo yichalalu in the plural. And also by the truma, the word that's used is yichalalu, which is in the plural form, as opposed to by notar, where it says not in lashon rabim, but by notar it says kodesh Hashem chi lel in lashon yachid. So therefore, it's not comparable. Peirot, right? That the truma and tevel have application by produce, whereas notar is subject is meat. Basically, it's dealing with kodshim. Pigul v'notar, that the truma and tevel are not subject to pigul and notar, whereas the, obviously the notar is part of kodshim, is subject to the rules of kodshim, of pigul and notar. So these six, I don't know if you call them pigul and notar separately, six or seven items are common denominators between truma and tevel, and therefore we compare it to truma and tevel. Gemara says, wait a minute, why don't we say, adraba mi notar abin lemelef? Let's say it's from notar, because there's a common denominator between tevel and notar. What is the common denominator between them is Shekein psolochel. We're talking about a problem with the food, not a problem with the gavra. Right? By the case of notar, the problem is that the meat itself, right, the kodshim, the korban is notar, was left over. The problem by tevel is that the produce does not have trumot u'masrot removed from it. The problem in both those cases is with the object, the food. On the other hand, when it comes to truma, what's the problem? The problem is that the kohen is tamei, who's eating the truma. So the problem is a psula guf, not a psula ochel. So that's one. Ein lo heter b'mikveh. Right? And there is no heter by mikveh. As opposed to, I mean, it's a similar type of idea. By notar, going to the mikveh won't help you. By tevel, going to the mikveh won't help you. By truma, going by truma, when the kohen goes to the mikveh, it does help. It makes him tahor, and he can eat the items. It's a good. It seems to be almost like a derivative of that. The Gemara says, no problem. Hanach nefishin. At 6 verses 2, seems to me that it's more likely that you want to compare it to truma. Ravina comes along and says, you don't even need this. Ravina amar chilu deberabim michilu deberamim adif. The fact is, when you're doing gzeru shavah, the fact that the word is the same makes more sense to compare them. Yichalalu. Yichalalu, that's the comparison, and not chilel, which is in the singular form. So the fact that chilel is berabim trumps all other comparisons, because that makes them the most likely partners, or the most likely to be compared, because of the similarity of the word. Now, so that gives us tevel. Tevel, how do we know that tevel is chiyuv mita b'dei shamayim? One is because it says lo yichalu kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem. Asher yarimu l'Hashem is in the future, and not do not be mechalel the kodshei b'nei Yisrael, do not be mechalel, right, the trumot of b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem, the ones that they're going to take off in the future. So even stuff that does not have the truma removed yet still has the classification of being mechulal if you eat it. And then we learn out chilalu and chilalu or yichalalu yichalalu from truma, which we know as a chiyuv b'dei shamayim, to over here by tevel. Next, kohen tamei shachal truma Torah minalan. Kohen who is tamei, who ate truma Torah, how do we know that he's chayv mitah b'dei shamayim, which is the source for what we just talked about? The fact is that the reason you're chayav by the achilat tevel is because you have a gzer shavah to this case here of truma. So that you will keep my mishmeret. Again, that part is speaking about truma. And then you will not have a chait. Implying that if you do not keep the mishmeret, what's the mishmeret? Is that you don't eat it when you are tameh. If you don't keep the mishmeret, then you will be nosei chait. What is nosei chait? That means that you're going to be chayav mita bidei shemayim. So Gemara says tohora in tmeah lo. It's only if you eat truma tohorah that it's a problem. If you eat truma tmeah, kohen tameh who eats truma tmeah, which is again restricted, it has an it's a lav. How do we know that that's not chayav mita bidei shemayim? Damar shmuah Rabbi Eliezer. That minayin, or Rabbi Lazar, minayin the kohen tamei shachal trumat me'ah she'enu b'mita. How do I know that a kohen who's tamei, who eats trumat me'ah, is not put, it does not have a din of mita b'deshmaim? Shneimar, umeitu bo ki yachaluluhu. Right, that they will be put to death. Those that profane it will be put to death. But that's ki yachalu, prat, lezu, shumuchaleled velmedet. Over here, the problem of the truma is not that the kohen is michalel the truma. The truma is already michulelet. It's already tamei or tmeya. Truma tmeya, you have to burn. There's no, you can't get hana from. You can get hana. You can burn it and get use the light from it. But you can't. The truma tmeya itself is already doesn't have the status of truma. You can't eat it anymore. It doesn't have. It's already michulelet. It's already michulelet. And the fact that a kohen tamei comes and eats it, you can't say umetu bo ki yichaluluhu. He's not being michalelet. Therefore, you won't have a din of mita bidei shamayim. Right now, zar shachalat truma, a zar who eats truma. So, Amarav, zar shachalat truma loke gets malkut. Amalei Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, the Rav lema mar b'mita. Why are you saying that he only gets malkut? He should get a mita bidei shamayim. Dichti b'chol zar lo yochal kodesh ani Hashem mikadosh sham. Right, so he Samar said, because what's right before that in the pasuk? Right before that in the pasuk is the psukim that we were just talking about, that a person, right, that we just quoted for truma. Then right after it says v'chozai lo yochal kodesh. So you would think that the same mita that applies by the kohen tameh who eats the truma, right afterwards it says v'zar chozai lo yochal bo that we refer to this. So he says, no, hifsik hainyan. He started a new topic. The new topic means that the mita applies to that was before. This is a new topic of chozai lo yochal bo. It's not subject to the mita that was mentioned prior to this. So meitevei, to ask from our brayta. Our brayta says, ve'elu hein shemita azar chelet etshuma. Say, mita, the rav karamit. You're asking from our brayta on rav? Rav, tanuhu palig. Rav has a din of a tano, and he can argue on a brayta. You're right. In Ochanami, the Breita and Rav are not consistent. But Rav is arguing on the Breita because Rav has the status, in some places in Chas, has the status as a Tano. Rav was on the borderline. Rav is a Talmid of Rebbe, right? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the last of the Tanaim. So Rav, has been, because he's on that borderline, his status is quasi-Tana, quasi-Amora. So in these types of instances, here he is classified as a Tano, when we say that he's arguing on the Breita. Right, so the next, the Zar Shishimesh Bitum'ah, and the Zar that is Meshamesh Bitum'ah, how do we know that he gets a Chiyuv Mita? Just to follow up on the previous statement, the Zar Shachal Zichumah is Lokeh, that's Rav's opinion. The Breita said he gets Mita, how does the Breita know he gets Mita? Because exactly that's Michod HaParshiot there. The fact that it says, Umeitu Bok Yichalu, according to me, who eats Truma gets mita right after it says v'chol zar lo yochal bo, right, that zar lo yochal kodesh, that no zar can eat it. So therefore, the connection between those two tells you that a zar who does eat it also gets the same mita as a kohen tamei who eats it, because a kohen tamei who eats it is like a zar, equivalent to a zar, and therefore they'll both get mita. That's what our brayta would think. Now, the Zar Shishimesh, how do we know that he gets a Chiyu Mita B'Shimesh? Because the Pasuk says, Vazar HaKarev Yumat. That's the one we actually have an explicit Pasuk for. That's what we quoted before, that the Azar HaKarev Yumat, because that's how we knew that a Zar gets Mita, and therefore when our Brisa said Patur, by the other Avodot, he was talking Patur from Mita. Because here, by Zar, it's an explicit Pasuk. V'tamei Shishimesh. Tamei Shishimesh B'tumah, K'debai Minei Rav Chiyah B'Avin Mei Rav Yosef. How do we know someone who is Tamei? A Kohen Tamei who comes and does a Vodah is a din of Mita B'dei Shemaim. Dechtiv. Taber al Aron ve'al Banavi Nazru mikodshei b'nei Yisrael. They should stay away from the Kodshei b'nei Yisrael. Ve'lo yechalulu et shem Kodshi. And they will not profane my name. So over there we're speaking about Tumah. Tumat Aguf. Nazru mikodshei b'nei Yisrael. If they are Tamei, they have to separate themselves from the Kodshim of Bnei Israel. They should take themselves away, v'yibadlu mitoch avudah, because they are tmeim. So he said, v'lo yichalulu again, what do we do? V'yalif chilu chilu mi truma. Just like by truma, it says, umeitu boki yichaluluhu. So it's over here, we're going to learn from here, the word yichalulu, what lo yichalulu will teach us that there is a chil mita b'shamayim. So where it says, malan bintav ka mita, just like by truma, there's a mita b'shamayim, also over here, mita b'shamayim. Ne'lo chilu chilu minotar. Same question we had before. Why don't you learn out chilu chilu to notar? Why are you learning chilu chilu from truma? So where it says, malan karet, afkan karet. And that would say that you get karet, not mita b'shamayim. So when it says mistaber mitruma avale melef, makes more sense to learn from truma because they have a common denominator, shekain. Number one, goof. We're talking about a goof. They're talking about here of a psul ha-goof in both cases. The tamei, right, shishimesh, tamei shishimesh, the problem is that the kohen is tamei. The problem with the eating the truma is that the kohen tamei is coming to eat the truma. So in both cases, the problem is the goof. The person themselves is the problem, as opposed to notar, where the problem is the meat, the basar itself. The basar kodshim is the problem. Tamei. We're talking about a problem of tum'ah. Over here, both times, the problem by shimush, avodah, bitum'ah, and the problem of eating shuma, bitum'ah, that's the problem here. Notar is not a problem of tum'ah. It's a problem being left over. It has its own problem. Right? It's not a problem of tum'ah. Mikveh. That both of these cases, by truma and by shimesh bituma, the kohen could rectify the situation by going to the mikveh and becoming tahor. Notar can never be, we can never be metaher, the notar, because notar has a problem of tum'ah. Birabim. And also the words are in plural. The words are in plural. Is you have yichalulu over here and yichaluluhu by truma. So Gemara says, wait a minute, why don't you say the other way around? So maybe you could say, binotar. Why don't you say by Adra, maybe notar of the Melef? Should learn that notar, should Cain. Number one, we're talking about Kodesh. Talking about Kodesh. Notar is a problem in Kodshim. And Kohen and Tamei, a problem of Shimesh is in Kodshim. Pnim, we're talking about inside the Mikdash. Truma is not an issue inside the Mikdash. Shimesh, Avodah, Betuma, and the eating of notar are problems in Bifnim, inside the Mikdash, problems that relate to the Mikdash itself. Truma is something that deals with Gvulin, something outside of the Mikdash. Pigo v'notar, that the both of these are subject to Pigo, or they're relevant in Pigo notar, because Kodshim, obviously the Basar that became notar is obviously a problem of Pigo notar, or the Korban, but also the Kohen, who is Mishamesh in the Mikdash, he can be Mifagel, and he can leave over notar. There's no such thing as right, pigel notar by truma. They're just not relevant by truma. Where it says, chilu derabim, michul derabim, adif. So no, that the chilu derabim is adif over here, just like Ravina gave that answer in the prior case when we wanted to compare the case before to tevel, eating of tevel, to the case of truma, eating truma that when a person is tamei. So over here, we're going to compare the case of kohen that is mishamesh when he's tamei to the case of truma, not to notar. Right, so I don't know over here if it's more or not. The Gemara doesn't say there are more. It depends. Because here, if you can't pick on notar as one or two, that would make it either four against four, or if you count them as one, it's four against three. Although the Gemara doesn't even entertain it, so it sounds like the Gemara thinks they're even, and then the issue is Rabin versus Rabin. Right. So that's the problem. It says about Tumah. How come a kohen sheshemesh bitum'ah, which we're mentioning a lot of times, how come that is a chiyu bidei shemayim? There's a separate issue. You're not allowed to enter the mikdash tameh. So how does a kohen ever be mishamesh bitum'ah that you're worried about the mitzvah bidei shemayim? The mere fact that he enters the mikdash bitum'ah is a problem already. He's already chayav karet for walking into the mikdash bitum'ah. So the Tosa says it has to be a case where he was nitma bifnim. The kohen became tameh inside the mikdash. Oh, but there's a problem like that. We'll learn that when we get to the Gemara in Shavuot. Gemara in Shavuot says that not only a kohen, if you're tameh, you're not allowed to enter the mikdash. If you come tameh in the mikdash, you must leave immediately. If you're shoheh, if you delay or tarry for going out, you're also chayim karet. So over here, if he stops to do avoda, he's tarrying. He'll be chayim karet. So what's the... So Tosfos has to come up with a case where on the way out... Right, exactly. On the way out, he takes... either the pitchfork or something, and he stokes the evarim that are on the mizbeach on his way out. So he's not... He's going out, but on his way out, he does a little avodah on his way out. So Tosfos has to come up with this hechitimtze that you won't have a... You won't be chayv karet for the tumah on the inside, but yet you will have a... Chiyuv for being mishamesh bituma, for doing the avoda bituma. Okay, tvul yom shishimesh minolan. How do we know that a tvul yom that did avoda is chayv mito? The Tanya, Rabbi Simai Omer, remez a tvul yom shimavat kelel minayin tamalom mar kedoshim yiyu lelukayem velo yichalalu. It should be kodesh to Hashem and not be michalel. Im enyu inyan the tamei shishimesh. It's not, we don't need this pasuk for a tamei who is mishamesh, and afkalam is benazru. We already learned that out. We've benazru mikodshe b'nei Yisrael. Tneu inyan tvul yom shishimesh. Let's use it for tvul yom. V'yalev chilu chilu mitshuma. Malalam b'mita, afkan b'mita. So here again, the Gemara doesn't even entertain the possibility of learning it from notar. Already, you know, the Gemara knows already that the plural dictates, and therefore it should be chalulu. Over here again, we'll learn out from tshuma. Right, makes sense. Thank you, Shaul. Right, that the fact that the dictating factor here is yichalu, yichalu in rabim in all these cases, because it is a gezer shava that focuses on the word, makes a lot of sense. Okay, mechusar b'gadim inalan. How do we know that someone who is not dressed properly is all the big day guna? How do we know? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, umatuba mishmeid Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, ve'chagarta otam avneit. You put the clothing on them. Bizman shebigdei maleim, kunatam maleim. When they're wearing the big day guna, they are kohanim. In big dalem, in kinduan atemelim. If they're not wearing the big day kunat, they are not kohanim. Favalu zarim. Famamar, zar shishimesh bimita. We already learned that a zar who does avodah because is chayav mita bidei shemayim, because the pasuk says, bazar karev, yumat. That we know explicitly. Umechusar kapara minalan. How we know that someone who has a korban to bring and is yet to bring it, that they're not allowed to, they would get mita bidei shemayim if they work in the mikdash. Ravuna makra v'chiper alea kohen v'tahera. The kohen will be mechaper on her, and then she will be tahor. Metara mechlal she tmeya. Right, the fact that you say now she is tahor implies that until this point she has a classification as tmeya. But mara tameh shishimesh b'mita, and that the Brisa already told us that a tameh that is mishamesh has a din of mita bidei shemayim. So all the Gemara did was prove that mechusar kapara is not simply that you're missing the korban, you're missing something in the process of, you know, the to become tahor, but you also are an artameh, because the fact that you are classified as tahor only after bringing the korban implies that prior to that point in time you are tameh. Alright, now, shlo rachot yadayim raglayim inolon. How do we know that if you did not wash your hands and your feet, that you're chayav mita bidei shemayim dechtiv? Bevoam el omoed yuchatsu mayim velo yamutu. It says when they come into the omoed, they'll wash their hands velo yamutu, and they will not die. What's the implication of that? If they don't wash their hands, they will die. So that's the diuk out of the pasuk. The Gemara also over here, it sounds like, as Tosos discusses a little bit over here, this issue of whether you actually have to have, over here, you have to actually have to be, have a purpose when you go in there. I mean that, it says, in the Pasuk, it says, also says there, so the Chazal learned, Migishtam al Mizbeach teaches you that when you go in to do Avodah, you need Michutz Yadayim Raglayim. If you don't have that, you're going to be Chayav Mita. But over here it says, Bivuam Ol Moed, sounds that if you go into the Ol Moed, even if you're doing nothing, the need for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim to enter the Ol Moed, not just to simply, right, not simply to do an Avodah, but just to enter is a problem of As opposed to outside, where it's Vigisham al Mizbeach, over there the problem is Avoda. You're not allowed to do Avoda outside of the in the areas of the Mikdash that are not classified as the Omoi. There, Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim allows you to do Avoda. If you don't do it, you chayv mita. On the other hand, by Omoed, it's the mere fact that you entered the Omoed is sufficient, right, to be classified as a problem of entering without your hands washed. As in the previous Amud, he says, Tzarech lomar, the olam lo mechayva biyarei kanita filo ayichal. If you come in for no purpose, you would not be chayav in the Omoed. Tosus wants to read, but he brings the Tosefta that sounds like there's a chiyuv mita, bitei shemaim, for just entering into the Omoed. And therefore he says, Shema Hayi Pliga. Maybe there's an argument, machlokas, between the sugyot over here, whether you actually need via with avoda, with purpose, when you go into the Omoed, or the Omoed in itself generates enough kiddusha that the mere entering of the Omoed is enough that you require kiddush yadayim ve raglayim. Right now, it says, next thing, shtuya yayin. How do you know that shtuya yayin is a problem? Mita debishayim dechtiv, yayin v'shechar al tisht. It says over there in the pasuk that yayin v'shechar al tisht, and if you do, right, if you do that, then you will be, if you go in, yayin v'shechar al tisht, so that you should not be put to death. So then, implying from that, that if you do eat, or you do drink yayin v'shechar, you will be chayav mita. Uprei rosh, I know uprei rosh, dechtev also over there, v'yosham, lo yigalchu, ufera lo yishalchu, lo yishalechu, really. That the Roshom lo yigalchu, ufera lo yishalechu, that they should not, right, cut their heads and not grow their hair out. Chutib batrei, it says right afterwards, v'yayin lo yishtu, do not drink wine. Itkesh prua rosh, or prue rosh, should be prue rosh, lishtuye yayin. So there's a hekesh between those that don't cut their hair and those that drink wine. My shtuye yayin b'mita, apre rosh b'mita. Just like those that drink wine, right, are chayav mita. So to those that grow their hair out are also chayav mita. So this comes from Parshat Shmini, right after the problem with the Nadav and Avihu are put to death, or they receive their death penalty. There's a parsha, that small parsha that's given to Aaron a Kohen by Hashem, and in that parsha it says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron lemor yayin v'shechar achar al teisht ata uvenech yitchavu chemer omoed velo ta mutu. If you do drink it, you will be ta mutu chukat olam ledo rotechem." So over there we learned that the yayin shtuy yayin is chayv mita. So just like by shtuy yayin you're chayv mita, so too by rosham lo yigalechu fara lo yishalechu, and then right afterwards it says, in Yechezkel, but yayin lo yishtu. These are all the references to the Kohanim, which happens to be Yechezkel Mem Dalet. It's actually the Haftorah that we just read this week for Parshat Emor. That's the description, if I'm not mistaken, that's the description of the Kohanim in Yechezkel, where we learn out a lot of the dinim of the Kohanim in Yechezkel. Yeah, it's from Yechezkel Mem Dalet, is the Haftorah for Parshat Emor, this week's Parshat. It's amazing that this week we've had numerous quotes from Parshat Emor. We've had almost the whole week and almost every daf we have a Parshat Emor quote from Parshat Emor, and now we have a quote from the Aftora of Parshat Emor here in the end of today's daf here. All right, so now Gemara says, "Mashu yam b'mita aparei rosh b'mita." Okay, I think we'll stop over here.